Staten Island Congressman Democrat Max Rose believes two-way tolling at the Verrazano will end the shortcut that about 4,000 out-of-towners and truck drivers take when they cross the bridge from Staten Island to Brooklyn for free every day.
Thousands of trucks who are taking advantage of a free ride coming from Jersey, coming from Pennsylvania.
Splitting the toll from $19 one way to $9.50 both ways would also have no negative impact on commuters, he says. Republican State Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis is running against Rose in next year's election. She thinks commuters are being left out of this plan.
The bottom line is it's not going to have much of an impact on traffic. It's not going to have a much impact on increasing vehicle speed. So the only real benefit that it could potentially have for Staten Island is if the surplus was going to be used to lower the toll.
And she calls a projected speed change of 0.1 mile per hour as a result of two-way tolling a joke. On the Brooklyn side of the Verrazano Bridge, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.